This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. House passage of the USMCA is good news, but there also appears to be movement in talks with China. The back and forth began when President Trump gave reason for cautious optimism back in October.
We've come to a deal, pretty much subject to getting it written.
Before the holiday break, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse said a deal with China is a must.
That is critical. We've got to do that. It's probably the hardest of all of the trade agreements. But, you know, it's like we take one step forward and two steps back sometimes when you talk about negotiations and how they're going.
And Newhouse says phase one of the deal appears to be close.
Now that some of these other things are getting checked and that we can move forward and fully focus on getting this Chinese deal done.
Not many details about phase one yet, but USDA chief economist Rob Johansson says China is on the hook for more ag products.
As much as $80 billion of purchases by China over the next 2 years, on average $40 billion a year.
And Johansson says it should be doable.
In previous years, China has purchased almost $25 billion from us, so they're committing to purchase that $25 billion plus an additional $15 billion in each of the next 2 years. Totaling $80 billion purchases.
Word is, China has agreed on a reduction in tariffs on U.S. goods and structural changes on how it deals with U.S. imports.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.